Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent. To listen to past episodes of Indie Audio, go to independent.org. That's independent.org. If you like what you hear, please help support The Independent by going to our webpage and donating or becoming a subscriber.
This is John Tarleton, editor-in-chief of The Independent. I'm going to be reading an article called $6 Billion for Three Stations that appears in our current December-January issue. This article is about a major infrastructure project that the MTA recently received the green light on and apparently will pursue. I felt like this project is worth interrogating and looking at more closely because ultimately the MTA has to make choices and set priorities for how it's going to use its resources and whether it will use those resources in a way that really revives our subway system or keeps us on the path we've been on for a while of a resources being poorly used and the subway system not only stagnating but really unraveling and making life for working class New Yorkers increasingly difficult. So here we go. The MTA has a long-term plan to make life easier for New York City's beleaguered commuters, at least a few of them. It will cost billions of dollars and won't be ready for a decade or longer. Is it a new, modernized signal system to replace the antiquated one from the 1930s that keeps trains creeping through dimly lit tunnels like giant metallic caterpillars? Not so fast. The MTA is ready to move forward with its plan to extend the Q line by three stations from 96th Street to 125th Street after the Federal Transit Administration greenlighted the project on November 19th, making it eligible for as much as $2 billion in federal assistance. The new stations represent Phase 2 of the 2nd Avenue subway project. They will be located at 106th and 116th Street in East Harlem before the train reaches 125th Street and veers over to connect with the 456 line at 125th and Lexington Avenue, as well as the nearby Metro North Station. Phase 1 of the 2nd Avenue subway project extended the Q train by three stations from 63rd Street to 96th Street at a cost of $4 billion, the most expensive subway dig in human history. Phase 2 is projected to cost upwards of $6 billion, with a projected completion date of between 2027 to 2029. The really long-term plan is to extend the subway line all the way down the east side to the Financial District in Lower Manhattan. Quote, "It's all about real estate," said Tom Anjotti, professor emeritus of urban planning at Hunter College and co-author of Zoned Out, Race, Displacement, and City Planning in New York City. Quote, "The hottest piece of real estate in Manhattan is the Upper East Side and then going up into East Harlem," end quote. The 2nd Avenue subway follows in the pricey footsteps of projects such as the $2.7 billion extension of the 7 train by one station from Times Square to 33rd and 11th Avenue, site of the Hudson Yards luxury real estate development project. Then, of course, there's the East Side Access Project, which will allow Long Island Railroad commuters to connect with Grand Central Station and the Upper East Side. That project is years behind schedule, and its projected cost has ballooned from $3.5 billion to more than $11 billion. Quote, "The subway system was originally built to move people into Midtown," Anjotti said. "Today, the areas that need mass transit the most are outside Manhattan, and they need to be connected to each other," end quote. According to Aaron Golden, author of the Signal Problems newsletter, the key way to rein in subway construction costs would be to change regulations that require new subway stations to be larger than necessary. Quote, "If you just go to a 2nd Avenue station, you can see how much space there is compared to other subway stations, and that really makes things more expensive than they necessarily have to be," Gordon said. The dream of a 2nd Avenue subway dates back to the 1920s and was revived in the mid-2000s. Benjamin Kabuk, author of the 2nd Avenue Saga's transit blog, warns that it will take upwards of 20 years to complete all of 6 new subway stations on this one line. Quote, "This is an unsustainable pace for a city trying to keep up with international peers and in desperate need of massive expansion of its transit network," he wrote on his blog. "The MTA should stop pouring money into new subway lines," Anjotti told the Indy. "Get most cars off the road and invest instead in less glamorous and less costly dedicated bus lanes that deliver riders to existing subway stations. This would bring better transit service to all corners of the city. To accomplish this, he added, will require overcoming the objections of neighborhood car owners who don't want to lose parking spaces to bus lanes, and the NYPD, which doesn't want to be bothered with the mundane task of safeguarding dedicated bus lanes from other users who might clog it up. Quote, these are political barriers that elected officials don't want to confront, Anjotti said.
This clip was produced by Aaron Sheridan